Samaritan's Purse sends gift-filled Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes to children in need around the world, together with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Christmas Child has given more than 234 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in over 170 countries and territories since 1993. Hi, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Justin Thomas, and Justin was born in a highly sensitive country, grew up in a Christian home with parents who could barely afford to feed their family, and Justin had never opened a gift until the age of 13 when he received an Operation Christmas Child shoebox filled with gifts with the message that Jesus is God's greatest gift. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you. Thank you, Sonia, for inviting me to the show.
So, Justin, I understand that you received your shoebox gift while living in a highly sensitive country. What was your life like as a child?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, I'm one in 232 million kids who had a gospel opportunity like shoebox. It is so special for me. As a child growing up in a country like mine, I had to face persecution, poverty, and hardship. I remember going to school where my schoolmates bullied me for being a Christian. I went to church and religious extremists throw rocks at our church and they cut power to our church. They were trying to send a message that we are not welcome to practice Christianity in my land. And it was so hard as a child. I couldn't understand. My mom made $12 a whole month. And with that, we could barely afford to buy government subsidized rice. And even then, we couldn't afford groceries. So we had to raise our own vegetables on the backyard. Oh yeah, it was such a dark time in my life for sure.
So tell us about the day that you received your Operation Christmas Child shoebox and how would you describe that experience?
Absolutely. So yeah, less than 3% of Christians in my country. And one specific thing that I remember is getting hand-me-down things. You know, my cousin brothers used things and get handed down to me. They were all torn and things. And back in my days, those torn clothes are a sign of poverty. And I remember have to wear that around my neighborhood and feeling very inferior. And specifically, I remember my parents gave my sister a pencil. And she's 6 years older than me, and she used that pencil and get it handed down. I used that tiny pencil until my hand cannot hold it anymore. Then I put it behind a pen cap and tried to use the whole pencil. I remember I felt insignificant at school because I'm a Christian, insignificant in my neighborhood because I was wearing all these torn clothes, and also felt insignificant at my home. But on a special day, my pastor brought a beautifully packed shoebox from Operation Christmas Child, and he showed me the love of Jesus Christ. And guess what? When I opened the shoebox, everything in that shoebox was brand new. But Sonia, you won't believe it. When I opened the box, one specific thing that transformed my life was brand new pencils. As I said, I never prayed to God for a pencil. I prayed to God for my dad's heart issues, poverty, all the big things. But that day, gospel became so tangible for me. I realized this God loved me to the point where he reminded my shoebox packer to put brand new pencils for Justin Thomas and to travel across the world to my hand. God gave Jesus as the greatest gift. Tell me, how can you explain to your child who never received a gift? And I was 13 years old when I received my gift. Now I know what receiving a gift feels like. Now I understand the gospel that Jesus is the greatest gift a person can ever receive. How incredible is our God?
Absolutely. We take seemingly small things for granted, but those pencils really had an impact on your life.
Yes, it did. Yes, I went back to school, and now I'm a cool kid in the school because I have all these new fancy pencils and sharpeners and erasers. And gave me self-confidence. And fast forward, I've been trying to understand the love of God for 19 years. I barely scratched the surface. That day, the gospel became so tangible that I became a man of God. I became the son of Jesus Christ, like John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world. That day it became for God so loved Justin Thomas. And imagine, I am one of 232 million kids who has been blessed through this organization. And our stats shows that 25 million kids decided to follow Jesus Christ through a greatest journey. It's a 12-week discipleship program through Operation Christmas Child. So this is not just a box that we just give and walk away, but this is a gospel opportunity that we present to a child so that we can explain the greatest love of Jesus Christ. Because these gifts may pass away, but eternal life is eternal.
So with so many children being reached, we talked about over 200 million children, 25 million coming to know Christ, and what it meant to you, how would you encourage our listeners to give a shoebox this year?
Oh, goodness, yes. I will say three words, start with the letter P. First, pack a shoebox. Pack one more shoebox, because one more Justin Thomas can know Jesus Christ. We say behind every shoebox, there's a heartbeat of a child that is longing for the love of Jesus Christ. Second P is pray. Pray for the child who received the shoebox. Most likely, that might be the only time that child might ever be prayed for or declare positive thing in their life. That kid desperately needs that. I have seen and experienced kids around the world who have to go through injustice and hardship. Partner with us. There's a lot of local volunteers and pastors who gather together so that we can make this happen. You know, you cannot raise 11.9 million. Just last year, we raised that many shoeboxes. You cannot just raise that through accident. People have to work really hard to get that, you know. So partner with us. If you'd like to know more about this, go to SamaritanPurse.org/OCC, which is in America. If you're listening from Canada, go to SamaritanPurse.ca/OCC if you'd like to know more about how to involve. Or if you are looking for a drop-off location, go to the website. There are 4,700 drop-off locations around the nation. There's more likely there's one next to you. So go drop off the shoebox. It's never late to start a shoebox. It just takes a few minutes. Just grab a box or box-looking container, put some school supplies, hygiene items, things that wow item that makes a kid go wow. For me, a wow item was a pencil, you know? So yeah, let's do it, folks.
Amen. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's not too early to prepare your shoebox. And you shared with me earlier that you can even do a package online. So again, the website, SamaritansPurse.org. In Canada, it's SamaritansPurse.ca/OCC. Correct. Justin, it is so wonderful to talk to you. It's great to hear your story. It's great to hear your love for Christ and acknowledging the change that he made in your life. Thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me. May God bless you.
You as well. This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.